Richard Nixon remains one of American history's most fascinating enigmas, a figure whose remarkable talents were matched only by his fatal flaws. Born to a struggling family in Yorba Linda, California, Nixon's journey from grocery store clerk to the highest office in the land reads like a Shakespearean tragedy. His life story reveals a man driven by fierce ambition, yet haunted by deep insecurity. Capable of visionary statesmanship, yet undone by paranoia and resentment. As Ted Kennedy once remarked, understanding Nixon is essential to understanding ourselves. In our current era of political division, Nixon's story offers striking parallels and cautionary lessons about the seductive nature of power and the fragile foundations of democratic institutions. "I'm not a politician," Nixon confessed in 1945 when invited to run for Congress. Yet beneath this hesitation was a man of extraordinary intellect, remarkable memory, and fierce determination. Financial constraints forced him to attend Whittier College while working at his father's grocery store rather than Harvard or Yale. Despite graduating with honors from Duke Law School, prestigious firms rejected him. Nixon's complex personality formed through hardship. His father, Frank, was temperamental and harsh, while his mother, Hannah, employed emotional distance through her silent treatment. Nixon inherited both his mother's introversion and his father's explosive temper. Two deaths profoundly shaped his youth. His brother, Arthur, died suddenly from meningitis when Nixon was 12. Then his eldest brother, Harold, died of tuberculosis during Nixon's junior year of college. His mother believed Richard's intense drive stemmed from survivor's guilt, trying to be three sons in one. After Harold's death, Nixon underwent a spiritual transformation, rejecting fundamentalist beliefs while reconciling life's cruelties with his faith. He emerged respecting Christ's teachings while rejecting supernatural elements. It may be true that the resurrection story is a myth, but symbolically it teaches the great lesson that men who achieve the highest values in their lives may gain immortality. Nixon met Patricia Ryan at a local theater group in 1938. Despite her repeated rejections, he pursued her relentlessly. Pat eventually recognized his potential. He was going places, and he always saw the possibilities. Their marriage became his greatest personal success and emotional anchor. Nixon's pursuit of Alger Hiss in 1948 transformed American politics. When former communist Whitaker Chambers accused Hiss, a distinguished State Department official, of espionage, Nixon recognized both danger and opportunity. Despite President Truman dismissing the investigation as a red herring, Nixon persisted with FBI support. The case climaxed when Chambers revealed microfilmed pumpkin papers allegedly provided by Hiss to Soviet intelligence. Hiss's subsequent perjury conviction established Nixon as communism's fiercest opponent. The Hiss case united Republican factions, from traditional conservatives to young intellectuals like William F. Buckley Jr. It fueled suspicions about government treason and antipathy toward elite institutions, propelling Nixon to the Senate in what Chambers called a clash between communism and freedom. Nixon's Senate campaign against Helen Gahagan Douglas demonstrated his ruthlessness. His team distributed pink sheets comparing Douglas's voting record to a notorious Communist Party line congressman. Nixon won with 59% of the vote, cementing his reputation as a liberal slayer. Nixon's congressional opportunity came through businessmen seeking to unseat Jerry Voorhees, whose leftist policies angered California's business interests. While publicly promising a constructive program, Nixon privately developed an aggressive strategy that emphasized economic liberty and his humble origins. The campaign pivoted when Nixon confronted Voorhees about communist sympathies, leaving his opponent flustered. After winning, Nixon admitted to a Voorhees advisor, "Of course I knew Jerry Voorhees wasn't a communist, but insisted I had to win." Television became Nixon's political salvation. when allegations emerged about a secret fund from wealthy supporters and major newspapers called for his resignation, Nixon delivered his famous Checker speech. He masterfully combined financial disclosure with emotional appeals, detailing his modest finances, mentioning Pat's respectable Republican cloth coat, and refusing to return the family dog. The response was overwhelming. 9 million televisions tuned in, generating hundreds of thousands of supportive telegrams. In 30 minutes, Nixon had positioned Republicans as champions of the little man against the Democratic establishment. This experience revealed television's power to bypass traditional media gatekeepers. As aide Ted Rogers noted, Nixon saw that night what television can do, and he was absolutely spellbound. From then on, Nixon didn't give a damn about the regular press, considering them the enemy, a perspective that would later contribute to his downfall. Nixon's greatest achievement was his diplomatic opening to China. Since his 1967 Foreign Affairs article, he recognized that the world couldn't leave a billion of its potentially most able people in isolation. He envisioned a multipolar world dominated by five superpowers: the United States, Soviet Union, Japan, Western Europe, and China. The Soviet invasion of Czechoslovakia in 1968 and subsequent border conflicts with China created an opportunity. China had to choose between ideology and survival. They chose survival. In July 1971, Henry Kissinger secretly flew to Beijing to arrange Nixon's visit. As Mao reportedly said, only Nixon could go to China. His anti-communist credentials helped shield the venture from right-wing opposition. Nixon's historic 1972 meeting with Mao sent powerful signals worldwide. At the opening dinner, Nixon quoted Mao, "Seize the day, seize the hour," asking whether children would die for hatreds or live because we had vision. This breakthrough remains Nixon's most enduring legacy, a testament to his strategic vision and willingness to transcend ideological boundaries. Nixon's presidency collapsed through the Watergate scandal, rooted in his lifelong paranoia. Following tradition, he installed a noise-activated recording system that automatically documented conversations, a decision that proved fatal. When the system's existence was revealed during Nixon's hospitalization, advisors urged him to destroy the tapes. He refused, believing presidential privilege would protect him. This miscalculation sealed his fate. The smoking gun tape revealed Nixon had ordered the Watergate cover-up immediately after the break-in. His final hours featured emotional moments and a raw farewell address acknowledging his insecurities. At noon on August 9, 1974, as Air Force One flew over Missouri, Nixon's resignation took effect, his last presidential act a defiant victory sign from the helicopter steps. Nixon's contradictions remain fascinating. The man who pursued Alger Hiss and escalated Vietnam bombing also established the EPA, opened China relations, and negotiated Soviet arms control. His domestic achievements included revenue sharing, the all-volunteer military, and Title IX for women's education equality. Yet his presidency's dark side, the enemies list, dirty tricks, and obstruction of justice, revealed someone who believed ends justified means. Nixon's journey shows how greatness and tragedy often spring from the same source, ambition fueled by insecurity. Nixon's most important legacy may be cautionary. Brilliant minds undone by character flaws, and democracy requiring vigilance against power abuse. His story reminds us that leadership demands not just intelligence, but moral restraint and emotional balance. Understanding Nixon helps us grasp both democratic institutions' fragility and leaders' complex humanity.